The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Man, it's so great to be back with you here tonight on Sunday, the beginning of a wonderful week. I bid you all shalom. God bless you. So glad you're tuning in. I encourage you right now to use social media, use Facebook, and send out a message. Let people know they can join us right now on Reality Radio 101. Love to hear from you tonight. If you have a Bible question, if you need prayer, give us a call. You can call in at 866-905-REAL, or you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. The Lord is good. I'm just coming back from Word of Faith, our headquarters church in Southfield, Michigan, which is just north of Detroit. My pastor is the pastor there, Bishop Keith A. Butler. He's been in the ministry now for 4.5 decades. Glory to God. And we had an awesome time in the Lord this past week. I really have to say it was the best convention that Word of Faith has had, and one of the best conventions I've ever been to. It started off with just an amazing meeting with Mark and Trina Hankins. They're originally from Louisiana, and they pastored a great church there for many years, and now they travel all over the world preaching the gospel. And I'm telling you, this couple is so full of the Holy Ghost. When you get into these meetings with them, you just get refreshed. You get a new word. Stuff and junk you've been dealing with just falls off of you. You know, I'd encourage you to even go and download the messages from last Wednesday, Mark and Trina Hankins. And you can do that at wordoffaith.cc. That's our headquarters church, wordoffaith.cc. And you can download those messages. I'm telling you, it'll be a tremendous blessing to your life. They prophesied tongues and interpretations for over 30 minutes. And just, I mean, utterance straight from heaven. It was absolutely amazing. And it'll really bless your life. So we're going to get into the word tonight. And once again, I encourage you to put it on Facebook or text your friends. Give them the address, realityradio101.com. Let them click on and join us tonight. And if you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests, if you'd like to join in, you can call us here at 866-905-REAL, or you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you tonight. We thank you that there's no distance in the Spirit. And so I just hook up right now with this radio audience, and I thank you, Father, that we who are in Christ, there's neither male nor female, bond nor free, neither Greek nor Jew. all are one in Christ, and we connect together by the spirit of faith. And we thank you, Father, for utterance over this next hour. We thank you for every caller, every person that writes in. And we look to you, Father, for your power to be manifested in our lives. Lord, those that need healing, we just join our faith right now for healing power to work in their lives. Those that need joy, Father, that you are filling them with joy tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the spirit of joy. And we pray for joy to fill every single person that's listening tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your word says to draw from the wells of salvation with joy. A merry heart does good like a medicine. And so we pray, Father, for joy to fill the audience tonight. And we give you praise for it. We believe we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody in agreement said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's start with our foundation scripture, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go there in your Bibles, if you would. And let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I'll give you a second to get there. Once again, if you're listening tonight and you want to email a question or a prayer request or anything at all, email us at instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Love to hear from you tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Once again, he says that I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We need to remember that there is no faith without speaking. There is no faith without actions. And let me go ahead and go over with all of us tonight the five fundamentals of faith. The five fundamentals of faith. If you don't know this, I encourage you to write it down. This is how faith works. Number one, I'm going to give you five fundamentals now. Five elements of faith. Number one, hearing. Without the word of God, there is no faith. Romans 10:17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me digress for just a moment, because sometimes, you know, we think we know these things, but just knowing them is not enough. If it's not a part of your daily lifestyle and daily practice, then knowing them doesn't help you at all. And sometimes, because some of us have been around in the Word a little while, we've been saved for a few years, I've been saved for 25 years, we think as a 25-year-old in Christ that I know everything. No, man, I don't know everything. And here's the deal. If I am not proficient in the fundamentals, then everything that I know is a waste of time. It's kind of like having faith to move mountains, 1 Corinthians 13, but you don't have love, you become a useless nobody. You become a tingling cymbal. In other words, it doesn't mean anything if you don't walk in love. Well, it's the same thing with faith. If you hear it and you know it, and even you think you believe it, but you don't speak it and you don't act on it, you don't have faith. And so this week we were talking about one of the most famous football coaches, isn't that terrible? I just lost his name. Vince Lombardi. And you know Vince Lombardi.
Yep, of course, yes.
And when he would take a team and he would go sit down with them, these guys are professionals. They have been around. They know the game. They consider themselves to be the cream of the crop, to be the best. And he would say, sit down. And he would take the football and he would lift it up and he'd say, this is a football. Well, they know it's a football, but what's he trying to get across to them? He's trying to get across to them that if you don't understand the fundamentals of the game, you are never going to be the professional that you are supposed to be. All a professional is someone who is really good at the fundamentals. And sometimes in Christianity, sometimes as being a believer, we have lost track of the most important fundamentals of walking with God. What are we called? We're called Christians. What's another word for Christian? A believer. What is a believer? Someone who operates in faith. And so the fundamentals are critical to understand, to know, and to become proficient in. Let me go ahead and take one of our folks that wrote in here, Bonnie. Writes us and says, hi, Pastor, glad to hear that you are feeling better. Yeah, I do sound better. I'm still fighting it, but I'm fighting the good fight of faith. Your voice sounds better than last week, praise God. My family and I are listening to you from Stowe, Vermont. Praise the Lord. Love the word, love your radio ministry, and love your explanations of Scripture. Praise God. You know, our hero in the faith, of course, is Jesus. And Jesus was able to get the word across so simply to farmers, to people who were illiterate, people that didn't understand anything intellectually, and yet he was able to simply get the message of the kingdom over to them. And that's our job as pastors. I'm a pastor. I pastor Word of Faith International Christian Center here in Toronto, Ontario. You're welcome to visit our website anytime. It's wordoffaithtoronto.com. Love to have you come on, and we've got all kinds of resources on there for you, all kinds of messages and all kinds of good stuff. And if you're in the Toronto area, we'd love to have you come visit us. We have two services on Sunday, 9:30 and 11:30 every Sunday. Glory to God. And we're located in the Eglinton and Victoria Park area in northeast Toronto. Praise the Lord. Still in the borders. We're right across the street from Scarborough. And I don't know how I got into all that, but let's go back here and look at the elements of faith. So there are five elements to faith. Number one, hearing the word. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what I was going to tell you, is Jeremiah 3:15 says that I have given you pastors after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. If you go to a church that has great music and they have a great coffee shop in the lobby and they have really nice people and great friends, but you don't get taught the Word of God and you don't understand the Word of God and you don't go home with information that you can apply to your life, then you need to consider, am I at the right church? I think I was sharing with you all last week that when I was in Israel, the pastor that I was ministering for in Israel, he was in a church for 2.5 years, and come to find out, the pastor did not believe that Jesus was Lord. How can you be a Christian and not believe Jesus is Lord? What's the answer? You can't. Unless you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you cannot be saved. And so he was going there for 2.5 years until God revealed to him that he was in the wrong church. So, you know, don't just go to a church because your grandma went there. You know what they say, grandma bought it, or grandma taught it and we bought it. Don't just go there because your parents went there. We need to make decisions of our own to where God is leading us to be. That's what the Spirit of Faith radio broadcast is all about. How to hear from God. We're doing this radio broadcast not because we're trying to get people to join a church or we're trying to get your money. No, man, we're trying to get the Word of God to you so that you can please God and be blessed in every area of your life. Hallelujah. And let me remind you, if you're a new listener, you haven't heard this, I'm not doing this radio broadcast because I want you to hear my voice. I'm not doing this radio broadcast because I care about what you think about me. I'm doing this radio broadcast because God told me to. He sent Gary to pick me up one night, and I met Gary, and then I get to Texas to a minister's conference at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and an evangelist comes up to me and says, the Holy Spirit says radio. Does that mean something to you? Well, God had been talking to me about going on the radio, and so it was a confirmation, and now we've been on the radio for the last 8 weeks. We've been on 6 times, and God's doing great things. I keep hearing great testimonies, and I believe they're just going to keep increasing. So we're talking right now about the fundamentals of faith, and we're talking about the five elements of faith. Number one, hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And number two, receiving that word. How many know sometimes we hear what the Bible says, and we might even acknowledge that it's the Word of God? We might even acknowledge, yeah, that's true, but do we receive it for ourselves? How about, for example, that God is not a respecter of persons? Sometimes we think, well, God's blessing this minister more than he's blessing me. God's blessing this person more than he's blessing me. This person or this minister, they must be more special than I am. No, that's not true. Don't believe the lie. That's an absolute lie of the devil. God is not a respecter of persons. The Bible is very clear on that. But God is a respecter of faith. That's why these elements of faith are so important. And faith will work for every single person. Anybody that will dare to believe God, take God at his word, and apply these principles, it will work in your life. You'll begin to see changes because your faith will bring the supernatural into this natural realm. I'm going to give you number two, a little more on number two in just a moment, but let's say hi to Cindy. Cindy Lastman is writing in. She says, hi from St. Catharines. Hi, Cindy. Enjoying this beautiful weather here in Southern Ontario. There are six of us on our deck tonight, sipping lemonade and cranking the spirit of faith. Glory to God. Amen. Hopefully our neighbors will be enlightened and blessed by you. Thank you, Cindy. Man, you just made my night. That's awesome, Cindy. Thank you so much for writing in. And most of all, thank you for tuning in. So number one, hearing the word of God. These are the five elements of faith, and this will work for every single person. Don't believe the lie that faith won't work for you, that God won't move in your life. He will absolutely move in your life if you will simply do what the book says. You know, here's an example. I don't know how many times in different vehicles I've had, different cars, and I haven't been able to figure out how to change something. For example, the clock, and I'll push this button and push that button and push two at the same time, and I'm trying to figure out how will these buttons change the clock so it has the right time. And then what I ended up having to do is pull out the, of course, owner's manual. Well, let me help you out. The Bible is our owner's manual. And just like the owner's manual gives you information about the car, and the owner's manual is not a respecter of persons, whoever will dare to believe the information of how to fix the time on the clock, it will work for them. It's no different with the Bible. The Bible will work for anyone who will believe God. The Bible is not something that is bound to letters or bound to paper. The Word of God is alive. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. And verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word is Jesus, and he is alive. He's not bound to papers. He's not bound to a book. He is with you. Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will never leave you, will never forsake you. Jesus said that Holy Spirit will take Jesus's word and the Father's word and will bring it to you. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. Glory to God. So number one, five elements of faith, hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Number two, receiving the word. Make a decision to receive it as your own. I just gave you an example about respecter of persons. You might think that God is blessing one person more than another person, but that's a lie. That is not true. So you have to find out, what does the Bible say about your situation, whether it's sickness or whether it's finances or whether it's peace or whether it's sleeping. Did you know the Bible has something to say about every single area in your life? There is nothing in your life that the Bible does not cover. That's why you have an opportunity to write in tonight. You can write into instudio101@gmail.com, and we will help you find the answer to what you're dealing with. We'll show you in the Word of God. I tell this to my congregation all the time. Never believe the words of a preacher. If he can't show you in the Bible, you're under no obligation to receive it. And once in a while, I have to say, well, I don't know. Let me check on that and get back to you. But I will find the answer, because the answer is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. God is never your problem. God is always your answer. So the five elements of faith. Number one, hearing. Number two, receiving. Make a decision to receive God's promise as your own promise. The Bible says that all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen. Number three, believing. So we've already heard the word. Faith comes by hearing. We've received it. I'm going to receive this into my own life. I'm going to receive it to make a difference in my life. Number three, believing. Now I make a quality decision to believe the word of God, despite what my senses might tell me, despite what my mind might tell me. I'm going to take God at his word. I had a really great criticism when I was first growing up in the things of God, and people began to call me a fundamentalist. And they said it like it was an insult. they said, "You're a fundamentalist, aren't you?" Like they're cursing me. And I said, well, at the time, I didn't even know what it meant. I said, well, what do you mean? You believe that the Bible is literal. Oh, yeah. Fundamentalist. That's me. I should get a t-shirt that says fundamentalist. I believe that God meant what he said and said what he meant when he put it in the Bible. The problem is that we try to understand the Bible with our mind. The Bible is not mind food. The Bible is spirit food. How would it be if I tried to eat a ham sandwich with my eye? I tried to put the sandwich inside my eye. What would I do? I would just hurt myself. If you try to understand the scriptures with your mind, you are going to hurt yourself. It's not meant for your mind. It's to renew your mind, but it's not meant for your mind. The word of God is spiritual food. Let me show you a great verse in Peter, where Paul talked about the writings of Paul. Peter talked about the writings of Paul. And let's see. Wrestled. Let me just find it here. Oh, that's not it. I'll come back to that in 1 second. Let me say hello to Greta. Greta's writing into us, says, "Hi, I cannot sleep tonight here in Zurich." Gary, what time is it in Zurich? It's got to be about 2 a.m.
Let me check, yeah.
Found you online. What a blessing. Thank you. Greta, I believe that you're awake on purpose. I don't believe you're awake by accident. You're awake to hear the word of God. Amen. And we're going to set our faith in agreement with you. Psalm says that God gives his beloved sweet sleep. So we're going to believe that when this radio broadcast is over, you're going to close your eyes and have sweet sleep. And even that God would give you visions and dreams and speak to you regarding your plan and your purpose. God has a great plan for you, Greta. And we call you blessed tonight.
And she is 6 hours ahead. I'm sorry, Pastor.
So that's
6 hours ahead. So that would be 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Yeah.
Praise God. So we were talking about how the word of God is meant for your spirit. It's spiritual food. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. Remember that your mouth is a direct bypass from your brain. God has connected your tongue directly to your spirit. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, out of the spirit, the mouth speaks. And Peter referenced how people were struggling, including himself, with Paul's writings. And the reason was that they were trying to figure it out with their mind. Let me just find it here. That many wrestled with Paul's writings. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter 3:16. Go there real quick in your Bibles if you have them. And let's see what he says here. 2 Peter 3:16. Let me read this in the New Living. Verse 15. "And remember our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him, speaking of these things in all his letters. Some of his comments are hard to understand, and those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted Paul's letters to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of scriptures, and this will result in their destruction." Let me read it in the King James. And the King James says, As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest or wrestle with, as also they do with other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Why? Because if you try to understand the scripture with your mind, you won't have the right digestive juices to understand it, because it's not meant for your mind. It's meant for your spirit. It's the spirit of faith. When you receive it by faith, you begin to renew your mind to the Word of God. But the only way that this Word will get digested into your mind is through faith. That's why these fundamentals of faith are so important. Let's refresh ourselves. The fundamentals of faith. Number one, hearing the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Number two, receiving. Make a decision to receive God's Word as your own. Number three, believe it. Make a quality decision to believe the Word despite of what your senses or what people might be telling you or even what your mind might be telling you. And number four, speaking. Now, this is critical. We, having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. The fourth fundamental of faith is speaking the Word of God. If you don't speak it, you do not receive it. Speaking is taking possession of the Word and speaking that Word into existence. We find in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, that even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Calling it means that you are speaking faith and declaring it. One time I was with some pastors and I was praying over the meal. They asked me to pray. And the way that I prayed that particular time is I said, Father, we thank you for this food and we call it blessed in Jesus' name. And the pastor asked me a little later, he said, "Why? What do you mean calling it? Why did you call it?" And I took him to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, that's how faith works. And if you look at Romans chapter 12, he says that anything that is not of faith is sin. And so we are called to walk by faith. Once again, we started out at the beginning of today's show, four places in the scripture, the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. Praise God. Love to hear from you tonight. You can call us at 866-905-REAL. That's worldwide, 866-905-REAL is in North America. If you're in Zurich or anywhere else in the world, you can call us at 866-656-LIPS, L-I-P-S, and you can write us at instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Once again, instudio101@gmail.com. If you look at the bottom of the website that you're on, Reality Radio, you'll see all these numbers and the email as well. Praise the Lord. James is writing us. James says, JC here. I like that. James Collin. JC here. Not Jesus Christ. Ha. Love the words tonight. Thanks, Pastor. James, so glad that you tuned in. Praise the Lord. So we're talking right now about the importance of fundamentals. And we gave the example of Vince Lombardi. Of course, the Lombardi Trophy is given out every year as a great football trophy. And one of the reasons why he became such a great coach is that what he emphasized to his team, these are professionals now, what he emphasized to them is fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. You've got to use the rules and apply them. And when you become proficient at them, you become a professional. Glory to God. Let me digress for just a second and show you in Hebrews, where God tells us that we are to become, I call it a professional confessional, a professional at confessing God's word. And that is in Hebrews chapter 4. Actually, there's three places we see this. If you're taking notes tonight, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling." Do I have anybody listening on the radio that's a partaker of the heavenly calling? Come on, go ahead and shout amen. That's me. "Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." He is the apostle and high priest of our profession. What is our profession as Christians? Very simply, Romans 10:9, that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation is not just something that you do and then you walk away from it. Salvation is a lifetime, eternal commitment. And that's why he says here in chapter 4, verse 14, he says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. And then in chapter 10, verse 23, this is probably my favorite one. He says in verse 21, Hebrews 10, 21. Oh, goodness. How about verse 19? Let's start with verse 19. Hebrews 10, 19. It's all so good. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Praise the Lord. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. When he died, when his flesh was torn, the way was now made for us to be able to access the Holy of Holies. That's why when Jesus died, the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. Praise the Lord. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. There's that word again, faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. What is our heart sprinkled with? The blood of Jesus. From an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, this is where we're going. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Praise God. Amen. So we need to become professional confessioners. We need to be those that stick with the word of God no matter what. Once again, and say it with me, I walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, say it again. I walk by faith and not by sight. What does it mean to walk by faith? It means we walk according to his word. So we're talking about the fundamentals, the elements of faith, and we're giving you five of them. Number one is hearing. Number two, receiving. Number three, believing. Number four, speaking. And number five. Now, all of these are just as important. You can't have one without the other. You need all five of these elements for it to work. Praise God. It's like a strawberry banana smoothie. It's not going to work without the strawberry and the banana. Amen. You got to have all the elements. And so number five, acting. Acting on the word of God. Number one, hearing, then receiving, then believing, then speaking, then acting on the word of God. James tells us in James chapter 1 that faith without works is dead. And I like the translation that says faith without corresponding action is dead. Praise the Lord. Amen. So these are the five fundamentals of faith. And if we don't stick with the fundamentals, we will never operate the way that God has called us to operate. It's like trying to, play basketball with football rules. You got to know the rules of the basketball game if you're going to play basketball. If the referee for basketball decides, well, today we're going to play with football rules, and doesn't tell anybody. Well, guess what? Everybody is going to be confused. And many times there's confusion in the body of Christ because simply people don't know how faith works. They don't know what the Word of God says about operating in faith. And the fundamentals, the basics, are what's so important. Let's take a moment and say hi to Joyce. Joyce says, hi, I just wanted to say hello. I got saved 3 months ago. Welcome to the family, Joyce. We're so happy. And never looked back. Any advice how to sell getting saved to my friends? Please help. Thank you. I'm so glad you asked that. That's a great question. You don't need to sell Jesus, but we do need to tell people about Jesus. And you're going to learn. It's going to take it doesn't have to take very long, honestly. And we have a free workshop coming up that you're welcome to join us at our church. It's coming up on July. Let me pull my calendar and give you the date real quick. We'd love to have you join us, and we'll live stream it so you can also live stream and watch it. It's going to be on Saturday, July 6th at Word of Faith, which is 65 Sunrise Avenue in Toronto. You can get more information by going to wordoffaithtoronto.com. wordoffaithtoronto.com. We're bringing in an evangelist from Texas. His name is Riley Stevenson, and I love this guy. He has the simplest way and approach of sharing the gospel with people. And I'll go through it with you real quick because it's so easy and it's so wonderful. And, you know, I just so appreciate your heart, Joyce, because you're like me. When I first got saved, man, I just wanted to tell everybody. I mean, it coming to know Jesus absolutely turned my life upside down, totally changed me forever. And I wanted to share it with everyone, and I did. And a lot of people got saved at the beginning, and but I did learn a lot of things about what works and what doesn't work, but I also learned the simplicity of how to share my faith. And it's important that we share our faith. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And so it's really important that we fulfill the commandment of God, which is to go into the highways and the byways and share the gospel. And so one reason that I really love Riley Stevenson is that he makes it so simple. Joyce just sent us another message. She says she's in Brooklyn, New York. She'd love to come, but she lives in Brooklyn. Well, Joyce, it's summertime. A lot of people travel during the summer. It's on a weekend, so you can drive down on Friday night, and you can stay and have service with us on Sunday. We'd love to have you come. Toronto is an amazing city to visit, and so pray about it. If the Lord leads you, be my guest. I'd love to have you come. You're more than welcome to come. Won't cost you a penny to come to the church. And if you want information on hotels, you can just write the church, and we'll give you some information that's within your budget. And God will bless you. Praise God. But just pray about it. But what Riley does in helping us share our faith is he really makes it so simple. And so when you go up to somebody and you feel prompted. Now, here's the deal. And of course, the name of this program is Spirit of Faith Radio Broadcast. So what does that mean? It means that we need to learn how to tune into the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. There's a very close scripture that goes along with 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13, of course, is our foundation scripture. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. But the one that goes right along with it is Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And he says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it's critically important that the sons of God are led. How do you do that? You learn to become sensitive to the Spirit. I was going to share this verse with you at the end today, but I'll go ahead and share it now. And I just have to find it. It's in the New Living Translation. Let's see. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Many of you know this. And this is the New Living. Listen to this. This is Ephesians 6, 18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So what is he saying here? He says, pray in the Holy Ghost at all times. What does it mean to pray in the Holy Ghost? Well, if you remember, Acts chapter 2, verse 4 says that they were all filled with the Spirit and they all began to speak in tongues. And we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still filling people with the Holy Spirit today. And it's God's will for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that you have your own prayer language, and that you pray in other tongues. The more you pray in tongues, the more sensitive your spirit becomes to the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like physical exercise. When you get into the gym and you start exercising and you get on your whatever machine you like to use, or you start lifting weights, when you first start doing it, it feels really awkward. When I first started praying in tongues, my language was ba 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 ba. That was about it. But as I continued to seek God and continue to spend time with the Lord, I became more sensitive and aware of spiritual things, and I began to learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit. When you first start lifting those weights, it feels very awkward, feels very uncomfortable. Your mind might even tell you that it's too heavy, that you can't do it, but you can do it if you will stick with it. Praise the Lord. And so when you are sharing your faith, the number one important thing is that you are led by the Spirit. This should be part of our prayers every day. Here's the prayer. God, lead me to someone who wants to receive you. Very simple. Just ask the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, lead me today to someone who wants to receive you. And God will answer your prayer. And I'm telling you, when you have already prepared the way by praying and God opens the door, it becomes easy. It's so important that as believers, we share our faith. We're going to come back to that in 1 second, Joyce. Laura writes in and Laura says, hello, Pastor. Are you on television as well? Someone that I talked to told me that they thought you were, but they were not sure. If you are, what channels worldwide? Thank you, Laura. I'm not on television, but yet. We are on yet. Right, thank you, Gary. But we are on the World Wide Web. So you can go to wordoffaithtoronto.com and all of our messages are live streamed and all of them are saved in their entirety. You can go back and watch any message that you want. Today was a really good one. We're talking about renewing the mind. So you can go and you can listen to any of those. We also have a podcast and other great resources that you can access at our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. You can also find me on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Praise God. So sharing our faith is something that every believer is commanded to do. He told us in Mark chapter 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, many times people think that he's talking to apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He's talking to ministers. No, he's not. I said, no, he's not. As a matter of fact, we should go and look there real quick. Start with, go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, and look at what he says. He says in verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, the word power here is authority. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Who is the ye? Ye is you. Ye is me. Go ye. Every disciple of Christ is called to go. And go ye therefore and teach. Now the word teach means to make disciples. It doesn't mean to make converts. It means to make disciples. He says, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. A lot of times people think it's the pastor's job to get people saved. It's not the pastor's job. Sheep beget sheep. Believers produce believers. How? By simply sharing your faith. Look at Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, once again, Jesus is also speaking. And here's what he says in verse 15, go ye. The word go means occupy. Occupy means get busy. Luke 19:13, he says, occupy till I come. Here he says, go. Go into some of the world. No. Go into what? All of the world. Now, what is your world? Your world is a street you live on, the apartment building that you're in, the place where you work. And I'm not saying that you should go out there and try to stir up a hornet's nest and get everybody mad at you. What I'm saying is when you wake up in the morning, simply ask the Father, Father, when you say your prayers in the morning, who would you send me today who wants to receive you? And he will lead you. I guarantee it. He says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And he that is a pastor. Are y'all reading this? I'm in Mark 16, verse 16. He that what? He that believeth and is baptized, that's in water, shall be saved. Let me camp on this for 1 second. Is it a commandment to be water baptized? Now, I didn't say sprinkled. Water baptized. Is it a commandment? I'm waiting for you to answer. Is it a commandment to be water baptized? Absolutely, 100%. It is a commandment. Why? Just the fundamentals of faith. Go back to the fundamentals of faith tonight. What does it say? Number one, is that you have to hear the word. Number two, receive the word. Number three, believe. Number four, speak. And number five, act. If you believe that Jesus is your Lord and he said to be baptized, then what do you need to do? Act on what you believe. If you've been saved for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and you haven't gotten water baptized, my brother, my sister, you're in disobedience. And why haven't you gotten water baptized? Ask yourself that question. Why? Because all you're doing is keeping yourself from walking in the amazing blessings that God wants to pour on your life. God can't pour out his power in your life if you're in disobedience. No, you got to get in obedience. Just take a practical example. And if I give my 10-year-old son chores to do, and I say, take out the garbage and water the lawn, and I give him a day or two to do it, and he doesn't do it, and then he says, hey, Dad, can I have this? Well, guess what the answer is? No, you can't have it. As a matter of fact, I'm about to take something away from you because you didn't do what I said. And that's how water baptism is. It's important that we're not just hearers of the word, but that we are doers of the word. So he says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. What about he that believes but is not baptized? Notice here, believing plus baptism equals salvation. You say, well, how can water be that important? It's not about the water. It's about the obedience. If you are not saved and you live like the devil and you get water baptized and you go down under that water as a devil, all you do is come up out of that water as a wet devil. Water's not going to change you, but what will change you is acting on your faith. When you become a doer of the word, you are going to see God pour out his blessings upon your life. Let's say hello to Ralph. Ralph writes us tonight. I just lost Ralph. Ralph is coming back. Gary deleted him. Don't take it personal, Ralph. We're coming back to you in just a second, as soon as Gary finds you. Praise the Lord. There's Ralph. What version of the Bible is best for the word? You are quoting scripture from two different sources, and I want the most accurate with prejudice. Thank you, Pastor. And then he says, okay, same thing. So, excellent question. We've talked about that a few weeks ago, but let's talk about it again for just a minute. And, of course, I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you the Word of God. So we're going to find that in 2 Timothy, or is it 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy, I think. 1 Timothy 3, I think it's verse 16. Let's see. I want to go back to King James. Verse 15, let's find it here, maybe it is 2 Timothy. Glory to God. Nope, that's not it either. Hold on just a minute. And we will answer this question with the word. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this, study to show thyself approved unto God. Notice that word study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, what's going to be required here? Work, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if there's a right way to divide the Bible, then there's also a wrong way. He says, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the word truth is referring to Scripture. Jesus said in John 17, 17, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So is there a right translation that is the absolute 100% authority? No, there is not. Here's why. All the different translations are what? Translations. In order to get the most accurate of what the Holy Spirit was saying through the man of God, we have to go to the original language. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament, I need a drink here. Hold on 1 second. The New Testament was written in Greek. And so when he says study to show yourself approved unto God, you need to go and find out what he was saying. That's, I would say that that's around rule number one. Rule number two is to rightly divide the word of truth. You always must have Scripture interpret Scripture. Notice that. Scripture must interpret Scripture. Go to 2 Peter, and let me give you another one. Private interpretation. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. And who am I talking to? Ralph. The Word of God says this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture, that's the Bible, no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. So you probably heard people say, well, I'll believe the way I want to believe, and you believe the way you want to believe. That is absolute heresy. It's absolute error. There is no private interpretation of the Word of God. The Word of God is perfect in itself, and the Word of God always will interpret itself. That's why the Scripture, I've given you two now, and let me give you a third one. I'll give it to you in just a second. In out of the mouth. 2 Corinthians 13, 1. It is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. If I don't hold to this fundamental of Scripture interpretation, I could become very confused. As a matter of fact, I could prove to Gary from one Scripture in the Bible that David, King David, he rode all over the land in a Harley Davidson Triumph. Because the Bible,
that's impressive.
Because the Bible says that David rode in triumph all over the land. So he must have had one of them high back Harleys. No, that's not what he's talking about. See, you can make the Bible say whatever you want to say, but that's not the way that God has called us to do it. He's called us to study. He's called us to rightly divide. And he's called us to not have a private interpretation. Praise the Lord. I hope that helps you. If you need more on that, just write us back. Sam writes in and says, hi, Pastor. Thanks for the broadcast this evening. Very enlightening. Thank you. So glad that you have tuned in, Sam. So right now we're talking about sharing our faith. And we've got about seven more minutes. If you want to write in, you can write in to us at instudio101@gmail.com. Love to hear from you tonight. You can call us anywhere in the world, calling 866-656-LIPS. Or you can call in North America, 866-905-REAL, R-E-A-L. The numbers and all the information is at the bottom of your screen at realityradio101.com. Once again, you can email us at instudio101@gmail.com. And so in sharing our faith, we're reading here in Mark 16, in verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that does not believe shall be damned. Now remember, you can believe, but if you don't speak and you don't act, you are not operating in faith. You must have all five elements of faith for your faith to work. If you just tuned in, I gave the listening audience all five elements to faith. And they are very simply this: hearing the word, receiving the word for yourself, believing the word, make a quality decision to believe it no matter what your senses are telling you. Number four, speak the word. And number five, act on the word. You must have all five elements of faith for faith to work. Praise the Lord. And so he says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe shall be damned. And these signs, these miracles, these manifestations shall follow, these like signals, these signposts shall follow them that believe. Now, he doesn't say those that are pastors or apostles or evangelists or teachers. These signs are supposed to follow every believer. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Again, this is not the priest. This is not the exorcist. This is not, you know, the great apostle and bishop. No, man, this is every believer. Every
person who has confessed Jesus as their Lord and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you've got power now to do what believers are supposed to do. He that believes in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. There it is, new tongues. This is Jesus talking. I don't know about you, but I believe Jesus. They shall take up snakes, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is a promise, and these are signs that are supposed to follow every believer. So now, we go back to the question, how do I share my faith? I'm going to give you some very simple, a simple way to do it. And we're going to have a workshop coming up in 2 weeks. If you're in the area, or my sister who's in New Jersey, she may not be able to make it, but you can tune in on our live stream by going to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com, and you can tune in to, I'll make sure that we have it up on the internet, and you can watch the live stream when Riley is with us. And Evangelist Riley Stevenson is going to tell us this very simple way of how to share your faith. And so let me give you an example. You would go up to somebody and you'd say, hey, how you doing? And they say, good. And you say, hey, do you go to church anywhere? And they say, well, yeah or no. And then you ask them, well, I'm not saying that this would happen, but if you were to die today, do you know where you would go? And they might say, well, I think so, or, well, not really. Does anybody know? Or I hope so. Well, what's the answer? They don't know. They're not saved. So what do you want to do? You want to simply lead them to salvation. And so now you just very simply tell them that Jesus loves you and he died for you and he wants you to go to heaven. If you'll say this simple prayer with me, you can receive salvation right now. So go ahead and pray with me. And you don't ask them. You just go ahead and pray with them. And then you lead them in a very simple prayer. And you just say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead. I believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead. I receive you as my Savior right now. I receive you as my Savior right now. Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. I receive your salvation. I receive your salvation. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Amen. Amen. And now you tell him you just received Jesus. You just got saved. Now, you might think, oh, well, that's not how it works, and you got to come down to the altar, and you got to do all these kind of things. Who said you got to do all that? Give me a scripture and verse that says you got to do all that. Now, the Bible says if you believe with all your heart, you will be saved. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That person just called on the name of Jesus. Who are we to tell God how to do his business? No, God is in the business of saving spirits. Now, we're not talking about renewing the mind here. We're talking about getting them saved. Look at Romans chapter 10, and let's just read real quickly. We got just about a minute or so left. And let's look at Romans the 10th chapter, and he says in verse 9 that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And then he goes on to say in verse 10, for with the heart, not with the mind, you don't believe with the mind. Believing is not in the mind. Believing is in the spirit. He says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, verse 11, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you to share your faith. And I wanted to go back just for a second and answer my brother's question about what is the best Bible to use. I use as my home base the King James Version, but I also like the New Living Translation. I like the Passion Translation. But again, we got to study to show ourselves approved. Get the Greek, get the Hebrew, get yourself a concordance. You don't have to buy one anymore. Just go online, go to Bible.com. I use Olive Tree. There's all kinds of really good apps and different Bibles that you can use. I also use one called Logos, L-O-G-O-S. And you can just click on the word and it'll give you the Greek and the Hebrew. Praise God. Well, I got to say goodnight to you all, and look forward to seeing you, I should say, hearing from you and talking with you next Sunday. I pray a great blessing upon you this entire week. May God bless you. May His face shine upon you, increase you, and strengthen you. Go out and share your faith. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.